Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on Thursday, October 19th, 2023. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. We're talking about these changes. Some might call it readjustments. People on the ground might call it crisis. I'm not sure. But there are certainly changes at the University of Wisconsin system. And this is a big issue that affects all corners of the state. And to my knowledge, there have been so few opportunities to have rational, thoughtful, fact-based discussions that I said, you know what, we're going to invite in a couple of experts on this, and they've been so kind to do so. To my immediate left is Greg Lampe. He is the Provost and Vice Chancellor Emeritus of the UW Colleges and Extension, and to his left is Steve Wildeck, the Vice Chancellor Emeritus of UW Colleges and UW Extension. Greg, Steve, thanks for hanging around for one more segment in this. Really appreciate it. If someone wants to call in, if you have a question for Greg or Steve or a comment, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy for you, 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. And you can also text us on the Civic Media app as well. You can download it at your Apple and Android device. A couple of texts over the break, gentlemen. Want to get your thoughts on this. Someone says this is a texter from WMDX here in Madison. I believe that Robin Voss wants to privatize the UW campuses. I have a thought on that, but I'll let you, either one of you answer that. Go first.
I don't know, and I don't care. We've we've got a job to do. We've got to change the way we operate internally as a system, and that's what the topic is of this show, and what Robin Voss wants to do is up to him.
I think it's go ahead. If you want.
Well, and he can certainly speak for himself.
Right, he can speak for himself.
But I think, you know, that kind of dodges the issue, right? Because these are state universities. They are supported by the people of the state. And willingly so. And so I don't see what we gain in privatization except for a total abandonment of state responsibility for higher ed in the state. I don't think that's even appropriate.
WMDX listener Andrew from Verona says it's not just UW system looking unappealing to young adults. It's moving the state in general, and it goes on for political reasons, and that's why they're going to go to send their kids that says to Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan. I don't want to go too far down the political partisan road, but I'll say from my experience, having worked in the legislature and having worked for a Republican, having left the party myself in 2011, and my former boss, Dale Schultz, was on this program yesterday, and he confirmed it, what I've said before on the show, is that we would be in caucus, and Dale would say, it wasn't even on higher ed. It might have been on whatever, the environment, or DNR, or wolf hunting, or deer, CWD. And so, well, I was talking to so-and-so at the university, and that's all he had to say, and he was cut off by one of his more conservative colleagues, some now who have moved on to the U.S. Congress, and just dismissed it. Well, Dale, if it comes from there in university, it's just liberal trash. I mean, that is the attitude, not by all, but many in the legislature right now. And regardless of your partisan, of people's bent politically, that's a hindrance.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough thing to hear, because it should be a nonpartisan issue, education, right? Really, I mean, who are we working for here? Well, government is supposed to work for the people. That's where the sovereignty lies, not in the government. The people. What are the interests of the people? Not my own personal interest by whatever party I'm affiliated with, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. So my opinion is, you know, get past the partisanship and reframe the whole discussion around what is best for the people of Wisconsin, period.
See, this is what we need. This is what we need. Just a little bit of calmness, a little bit of rationality, and focusing on the problem. You guys want to run? I'll run your campaigns. No. I'm trying to recruit here.
Yeah.
Independent if you want. Yeah. You wrote this great piece. It's going to be in several newspapers online across the state of Wisconsin. With your permission, Mr. Zomers will put it up on our website as well. It is a great piece, a great co-written editorial here. And you suggest positive things that we can actually do. You start out by saying it's time for the governor and legislature, our elected representatives, to your point you just made, Greg, to step in and act now. We've talked about the first one, you suggest placing a moratorium on campus closures. Now, there's going to be people out there that say, Steve, but there's no money. Is there money?
The last time I checked, the state had $7 billion of uncommitted balances in the bank. And I checked the most recent system, UW system, financial reports and statements. And I saw $1.1 billion of unrestricted cash.
Let's just stop here for a second. There is $1.1 billion in unrestricted cash in the UW system.
And unrestricted only means that the expenditure of those dollars is more discretionary and not regulated by law such as financial aid or some other type of private grant or an individual donation stipulated that money be used for a specific thing. Unrestricted cash is our dollars that are in thousands of accounts across the system for food services and bookstores and the Department of Philosophy and so on, all which legally can be repurposed for other uses, for other legal and legitimate uses. It's not to say that they're not intended for something. It's to say that legally they can be redirected. And what we're suggesting here is that if you have $1,000 in the bank, we're asking you take $2 or $3 to put toward these campuses to keep them open for a year while this commission is formed and the legislature gets down to business and goes out to the people and finds out what's important to them in the area of higher education.
So to speak to that, the second point here, create a joint commission on the future of Wisconsin higher education. Reconsider the roles, mission, and structures of the UW system and Wisconsin Tech College system to determine how they can serve the people of Wisconsin in the best way possible. Again, Greg, that was something that former Chancellor Sandin had worked on in 2017 and got killed. This is just, I think, expanding on common sense.
Right. And I just recall that, and Steve and I actually staffed a Blue Ribbon Commission that was put together by former Chancellor David Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
When he came in, he wanted to take a fresh look at the UW colleges and UW Extension, and he put together a commission, and we staffed that commission, and we came up with a number of recommendations, some of which advanced our institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about a year. It was very worthwhile enterprise. Lots of good thinking, lots of calm, as you said earlier, and informed decision-making, because those folks went back out to their, there was a county representative on there. There were city representatives. There were people from the tech colleges, people from the colleges, and we all worked together, including the staff members, Steve and I, to advance the work of the colleges and extension. So we have a model that works. We know what a Blue Ribbon Commission looks like, and the legislature's put together commissions also.
How about 5 minutes to get through the last two points quickly? WMDX listener here in Dane County, Andrew from Verona, says, thanks, Steve and Greg. We need more people like you pushing solutions, not just throwing up political barriers. Well, that's what the program is all
Thank
about.
You.
Another point here, create a future statewide plan for higher ed. The plan should reflect the best that works in other states. We have a lot to learn and a lot to gain. We talked about this a little bit, Steve, about what other states are doing. How can we incorporate this into Wisconsin?
There are national experts, including consulting firms, but the one that comes to mind is the National Center for Educational Management Systems. They've been in existence for decades. They are widely seen as the experts in how higher ed systems and universities, public universities in particular, are built state to state. We could leverage them. We could invite them to the table and say, where do you find that things work best? And we could literally bring those pieces to the table to help us create a plan. And in some cases, it may mean that the structures as we know them need to be redesigned. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that we tip it upside down and we get there tomorrow, but we have a blueprint right. for where we want to be 10 years from now, and we need to start marching toward it.
Final point, enact the plan. Try that again, Todd. Connect state funding for our higher education systems to the goals of the plan. Greg, this is something that I think a lot of organizations, not just the education, overlooked. Have a plan, but actually enact it.
Yeah, you enact it, then you create incentives for actually obtaining those benchmark goals, right? Mm-hmm. And it's certainly the way, you know, a lot of people run their business. But in higher ed, you know, we do hold people accountable. But if you have some additional incentives, like the financial piece, that could certainly motivate people, and it makes everybody accountable to working towards those goals.
And this is the part that runs shivers up the spine of UW system administrators. We don't want the legislature meddling more in the funding that we receive from the state. And in all honesty, I used to join them.
Right.
But we are, and the national experts will back this up, we need a stronger link between the expectations of our state elected officials and the performance outcomes of our state university system and our other systems of public higher education. And I'm framing it that way because I don't know if the tech college system as we know it is the pathway to the future. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the UW system as we know it is the pathway to the future. But there has to be a stronger link between those entities.
And certainly a commission, certainly a commission could explore those links.
About a minute left for both of you. What can the average citizen listening to this across Wisconsin, what can they do if they live in Rice Lake, if they live in Sheboygan, if they live in Marathon County, what can they do to help ensure that their campuses stay open? Greg?
Well, I think to begin with, if I were living in Richland, if I was living, excuse me, in Barron County, or in the Twins, in the Fond du Lac, Fox Valley, for example, I would immediately start asking those questions. What's next? Are we next?
To your state elected officials,
yeah,
Senate, state, and assembly system.
I'd begin making those questions very public. I would insist on some public meetings with legislators and system folks to have those conversations.
I would point to this op-ed and I would take it to my elected official and say, I want you to do this.
Great stuff. Steve Wildeck and Greg Lempe, both vice chancellors emeritus from the colleges and extension. Thank you for this great information. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure. Back with more on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show. It is now 20 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back in. Holy mackerel. What great, I mean, this is why I love doing this show. For what we just had there, a thoughtful, fact-based, truthful discussion. No yelling. Not a lot of name-calling, maybe by Todd. But, you know, this is what we mean when we say pursuing the truth. When you sit down with people who are there and say, you know what, look, there's been mismanagement at UW system. There was abdication of you know, oversight by the regents here. The legislature is not without fault. This problem that we see now in the system has been brewing, has been percolating for years. And who are the victims here? It's the small towns, predominantly in rural areas across the state of Wisconsin. And first and foremost, it's the rural, mostly kids, but also returning adult education students who are going to be deprived of the opportunity for higher education in their community. That's who the real losers are here. Nobody in the legislature is losing their job. The overpaid staff on the 17th floor of Van Nuys, they're certainly not losing their job. And we've heard it here today. this lack of transparency, this lack of inserting the public into public higher education. We can take bad news, right? As I said, let's do an audit here. Let's look at what's going on. And if there are too many buildings, if there are too much replication of curriculum across the system, if that has to be shrunk, Wisconsinites can take that. What we can't take is decisions made in secret by an attorney. And again, look, Foley & Lardner, big international firm, one of the biggest in the world, quite frankly. I'm sure Jay Rothman is a fine attorney, but he's not so great at being an administrator of a public institution. I worked for a law firm for a while. I'm not an attorney. I did like the PR and I helped get ready. They call it the case book or the trial book. That's what it was, the trial book. So you're basically doing research, right? You're getting all the facts and stuff for the attorneys to get ready to go to trial. And it is the nature of a law firm to be very private, very secretive, because you're representing usually private clients and you have attorney-client privilege. You don't even go home and talk to your loved ones, your family, your friends about something that's happening in a case. You can only talk to that about a case to the client or to other people in the firm. So by nature, a law firm is a secretive place because that's the way the law is, to protect the rights of your client. Public service is exactly the opposite. As someone who's worked a lot of their time in public service, it's about keeping people up to speed. You know, one of my former bosses used to say, if you got a problem, hang a lantern on it. Right? If you got a problem, just go out and tell people, hey, this is what's going on. People will understand and forgive you and be able to move on a lot quicker if you just hang a lantern on it. So I appreciate Steve Wildeck and Greg Lampe coming in this afternoon. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you, 844-96-PARTY. That's 96-P-A-R-T-Y. You can also text us on the Civic Media app and also on your Android or Apple device. We'll love your thoughts on... I know that Steve said it's not a crisis. You know, to some, it's not a crisis. It's like, I'm gonna mess up the line from... I think it was Reagan or somebody that was talking about a recession versus a depression, right? A recession is when your neighbor has financial problems. The depression is when you have financial problems. I mean, that's just the way it is. So, I mean, for some people, this is an adjustment for system. If you live in Richland Center, or if you live in Fond du Lac, or if you live in West Bend, this is an absolute crisis. And again, places, you know, are stationed up in Amory, WLAK, going into Rice Lake, Barron County. UW-Barron County, this is a crisis for them. We've talked to Chad Holmes from the Chad Holmes Show, our counterpart up in Wausau, Bull Falls Radio. I believe, he'll correct me if I'm wrong, I believe he is an alum of Marathon County. Now it's called UW-Stevens Point Wausau. How about Manitowoc, Mr. Zalmers, your hometown? UW Manitowoc.
Or UW GB Manitowoc campus. Right, yes, but right. Yeah.
I mean, this, and we talked about this last fall when we did a 3-hour show out in Richland Center. We said this was the canary in the coal mine, and people around the state better be waking up. And I get it. A lot of people said, who the heck is this goofball? And they kind of moved on. I'm not saying I'm the smartest thing since sliced cheese. I'm just saying I've had the opportunity to know a lot of people and be on the inside of this stuff. And I could see this coming. So what this is about, this program today, is giving you information, factual, fact-based information, truth information, that you can go and sit down, talk to your county board supervisor, talk to your county board chairman. More importantly, or as importantly, talk to your state senator or state representative that represents your community. Because if you don't think that your two-year college community is susceptible to what's going on, you're not living in reality. Jay Rothman this week said that after closing Richland, Fond du Lac, and Washington County, that each campus is going to have to justify themselves. Well, as Bo Ryan used to say down at Platteville when I was working on radio down there, and he was the coach of the great Platteville Pioneers, four-time national champions, by the way. Bo Ryan used to say, I might have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend. This is real, folks. It's not hyperbole. And we each better be calling our state senators and assembly people. And by the way, don't leave the governor out of this. As Steve Wildeck confirmed, where are our elected officials, both Republican and Democrat? The education governor, Tony Evers, who I support, I have not seen a statement yet from him. I don't know. His chief of staff, Maggie Gao, is tight with the vice president of the system, Jeff Parent. Maybe they had coffee and decided to have a radio silence on this. I don't know. What about the chairs, Republican chairs of the higher ed committee in the Senate and the Assembly? By the way, do we still have a Board of Regents, Mr. Zomers? Can we check that? Do we still have one?
I'll have to take a look over the break.
All right. I'd like to confirm whether or not the Board of Regents exists, because we have not heard from them. By the way, did you know this? I actually know this from somebody, not from our two guests, but from somebody else. When the Board of Regents meet now, and I believe I'll stand corrected, this was started under former President Ray Cross, they call around so they don't break the open records rules or the meeting laws, and they make all the decisions on the phone, so when they actually convene, it's all done. That's the kind of lack of transparency we have right now at the Board of Regents.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. More on the other side, your phone calls as well. The Todd Allball Show and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Thursday, October 19th. Mr. Zomers on the board, being watched over. You know what he is? What Mathers is? Luke Mathers is over there, our executive producer. Is he a Dr. Seuss fan? He reminds me of, there's a great story of Dr. Seuss called The Who Watchers. The Who Watcher Watcher watches The Who Watcher Watcher. But the Who Watcher all watch along. Luke Mathers is a Who Watcher today.
Or is he a Who Watcher Watcher?
He could be a Who Watcher Watcher. I love that. By the way, I love that Dr. Seuss. You ever seen that?
No, not that.
Oh my gosh.
Not that I remember.
Was it in the book, you can never, no, You're Lucky Ducky? I think maybe that's from You're Lucky Ducky, you're not a Who Watcher. Because the Who Watcher watches the Who's. He's a Who Watcher Watcher. Anyway.
Watcher. What?
Well, that's your assignment for tonight. Get that down. Welcome back into the program. Invite your calls on this much more serious topic of UW system closing. Richland, Washington, and Fond du Lac campuses. Major cuts at Oshkosh. 6-1 jobs gone. And the same, well, I don't want to say the same, but other drastic cuts, we'll see how bad they are going to be announced at UW-Platteville next week. I think what it is I'm an alum of the Richland campus. I'm an alum of Platteville. I think let's just eliminate every place that Todd ever went to school.
You know, maybe they're just following vendetta. You and deciding that's where they're going to start.
Well, perhaps. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you or on the app as well. By the way, on the Richland Campus Foundation Facebook page, They're already changing the signs at the foundation. There's like they own a farm as a part of the campus out there in Richland County. They already removed the P for UW-Platteville. They're already changing the signs at Richland. And I love every minute of it.
Of course they are. So now it's UW-Latville?
No, it's just the Richland Campus Foundation.
Right? I just mean because you said they took away the P for Platteville. Yes. So currently it's Latville.
Latville. Which, I mean, you know, and God bless all the people at UW-Platteville. It's no offense to the staff, faculty there. It's just bad administration. That's what it is. From the here's something from Jeff from Shorewood from the text line WAUK Horton is most important. Horton hears a who, right? That's very important.
Well, of course, yeah. A person's a person, no matter how small.
Nicely done, Mr. Zommers. Also from Andrew in Verona, Dane County listeners need to be kicking and screaming about this too. There are plenty of transfers from these two-year schools to Madison. We need rural Wisconsinites to be represented even on the big campuses. That is a great text.
That's one of the main things that in high school now, well, not now, I guess, because half of them are getting closed down, but back in the long distant days of 2017, when I graduated from high school, and before that, where they would talk about, how that's what a lot of people do with these. They go for 2 years, get a bunch of gen eds out of the way for something that's cheaper and still at home. You can still live at home and work while you're getting your gen eds out of the way and then go to a 4-year campus.
Yeah. It was the perfect, it still is in some cases, the perfect situation. And that's why this program is important today. To give you the information, the deets, as the kids, are the kids still saying that, Zommers? To give you the deets?
Probably.
Give you the details on so you can talk to your local state senator, your local representative, county board people, and the governor and say, look, take this op-ed piece that was written by Steve Wildeck and Greg Lampe, both former vice chancellors at the UW colleges, factually, and say, look, here is a path forward. We're not just going to gripe and groan. We're not just going to point fingers. We're not just going to have political, you know, attacks. Here are some real solutions to move Wisconsin forward on higher education. And I hope each and every one of you do that. Here from Andrew from WMDX Verona on the text line. Todd, you mentioned the diversity piece opportunities. We now have Voss who wants a 99% white population, threatens to defund, cut pay raises until DEI, that's diversity, equity, and inclusion, is eliminated, a direct affront to the Wisconsin idea. I want to take, Mr. Zommers, if we can, Jeff Perry's comment on Facebook, and because it gets to that point as well. I'll let you read it since it's pretty far away from me.
So a different Jeff. Jeff Perry says, when I look at the news and see Robin Voss refusing pay raises for all UW employees because of DEI, which I'm not convinced is a program he even understands, I am convinced that the kind of thoughtful, fact-based discussion you're advocating for can never take place under the current circumstances.
I think that's a great point by Mr. Perry, that there's this attack, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. If you want to call in, fine. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Better known as DEI. What actually is it? Well, it is a line of thinking and an actual program to say, you know what? We don't want just one group of students to feel at home. We think that all students that attend universities here should feel safe, should have a sense of belonging. And what Republicans have decided to do nationally and here at home as well, is to subvert this into some sort of sick racial separatization, meaning that what you're going to hear from very conservative politicians and media is, oh, this is basically a minority power grab to discriminate against white people. That's what they're being told. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what conservative media says. All right. Here's what DEI actually is. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yes, certainly, as a state that's predominantly white on our university campuses, We want all students to feel safe and welcome. And so certainly there are programs, whether it's from the Black community or Latino community or Asian community, to say you matter. And we got to give you a resource so that you feel welcome. Same thing for LGBTQ kids, students, not all kids. We want to make you feel welcome. So too, and conservatives conveniently leave this out, how about our veterans? If you look at some of these college campuses across Wisconsin, they are expanding opportunities for veterans, and many of whom are non-traditional students, meaning they're not teenagers or in 20s. They might be 30 or 40-something years old. Don't we owe it? Because, again, this is a great Republican talking point, and you've heard me say on this show that I have the utmost respect for anybody who wears the uniform. I think we owe those people everything. And so when they come home from serving in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever, maybe they didn't get deployed, but they put on the uniform for 4 years or whatever it was. And now they need additional skills. And so they're returning back to school on the 2-year campuses, on the 4 years across Wisconsin, but they feel a little bit out of sorts because they can't relate to the 18 and 19 year olds who are listening to Taylor Swift. By the way, I listen to Taylor Swift. But anyway, you get my point. And so there are offices within DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, to support our veterans. So don't get misconstrued here about what DEI is. What Robin Voss is doing and the Republicans for standing in the way of this is once again to divide us with misinformation. And in doing so, they are denying the approved, by the way, approved pay raises of our university faculty and employees throughout the state, many of whom are in rural districts, who, by the way, buy the items in the small town shops across Wisconsin to keep the economic engine running. So when Robin Voss and the Republicans are denying these pay raises, what they're really doing is putting less money in the pocket of spenders in rural communities so that you, Mr. or Mrs. Small Farm Owner or Coffee Shop Owner or Dress Store Owner or Co-op Owner, the people in your community have less money to spend. So don't get misconstrued about that. Mr. Zomers, let me look at my clock here. Still get used to this. We have time, yes. Randall in Portage, let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Randall in Portage, what say you?
Great show. I just like to say the Republicans, as part of their overall arching plan to defund government, in this case vis-a-vis the university, they just want to defund it, and then they can point their fingers at it and saying, oh, it's failing. They can point to it. They can say, oh, you're elitist. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't have any practical experience. You spend all your time in books. You're not authorized to tell us what to do.
Yeah. No, it's an attack on, I don't say this lightly. I only say it because I was there and witnessed it. This is an attack on education, and it's an attack on higher education. And I believe it was John Roach, Mr. Zomers, correct me if I'm wrong, our guest earlier in the week, after writing on this, said his feeling is, the Republicans just want to dumb down the voters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
he did say that.
They want an ignorant public. They don't want critical thinkers. They don't want people who can think independently because they're the ones that want to do the thinking for you.
Yeah, agree. Great call. Thanks, Randall. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go back out to the home county, Richland County. Bev in Richland Center. Appreciate your call, my friend. What say you?
One of the reasons that we have public education is because the founding fathers were insistent that public education was critical to a liberal democracy. And part of the reason that they thought common schools were important was that it would create the kind of unity that a liberal democracy would need in order to survive. So if you're attacking DEI, you're attacking the principles of a liberal democracy.
Agreed. Absolutely it is. The foundational democracy, right, Bev?
Yes. I mean they were absolutely determined, many of the founding fathers, that without a common education base for the populace, a liberal democracy would become little more than a farce or a tragedy, according in the words of one of the founding fathers.
Great point, Bev. Great call as always. Really appreciate you listening. Again, our heart goes out to all of our friends back in Richland County who are losing this campus. But, onward and upward, as one of my former professors at Richland, the late, great Floyd Blackmore, once said. After we have a bad test, he'd hand out the test of Dr. Blackmore would. And we'd say, oh, Dr. Blackmore, this is a terrible test. He'd say, onward and upward, onward and upward. That's the kind of way he talked. It was a great, great guy, Dr. Blackmore. It's a great, onward and upward, right? And that's what Steve Wildeck and Greg Lampe were talking about here. Off the text line, WAUK, Matt from Germantown. Had dinner down by Germantown about a month or two ago. Great spot. Matt from Germantown says, quote, if we get rid of the places that indoctrinate people to be liberals, then conservatives hope they will get more support, unquote. Not exactly sure I understand that text, but I'll simply say, again, this whole line that Republicans, conservatives like to use, that our universities are, quote, unquote, indoctrinating people. And one of the biggest people that say this is, of course, former Governor Scott Walker. And, of course, former Governor Scott Walker sent his sons to UW-Madison. So, I mean, if you really believe that they're indoctrinating people to be liberals, you should probably not send your own children there.
Well, maybe he just knows that they're strong enough. They're stolid enough. And I tried to speak. They're good enough in their republicanism and their strong family virtues that they'll be strong enough to withstand the indoctrination.
Again, I'm going to get it wrong. I should just print it off and have it in front of me at all times at this point. But one of the great privileges of living in Madison is going for hikes at the UW-Madison campus. My maternal grandmother was an alum. She got her master's degree there. She loved that campus. And I go up to Bascom Hill, to Bascom Hall, and there is a beautiful bronze plaque attached to the limestone side of the building. And to paraphrase it, it says, "The winnowing and sifting of ideas by which the truth alone may be found." That's what the University of Wisconsin system is. Ideas and finding the truth. Back on the other side, don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This part's still the same. At 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour, CBS News, ABC News, or Associated Press News, depending upon which local station in the Civic Media Network you are in. And then after Network News, we will come back with a little bit of weather. And then Matt Flynn takes over this microphone. Well, not this microphone, but the one in Waukesha. He'll tell you directly. You're not going to mince words, not going to care about your paltry feelings.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
Yeah, right. He doesn't care about the feelings. No, he does. But he's going to tell it to you direct. And that's one of the things I love about Matt Flynn is that he doesn't mess around. He gets right to it. Matt Flynn direct coming up right after the top of the hour news. Want to finish up a couple of phone calls here. We said we had a big announcement. We're going to get to that. I'm not sure how big it is, but it's an announcement. Here we go. This is from Mary from Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX. She says, coming in late, not sure if this question was asked yet. Has Tony Evers spoken up about all the changes at UW system? If not, what's wrong with him? That is my question, Mary. I haven't checked Twitter and that sort of thing the last 2 to 3 hours, but as of this morning, I had not seen any press release or statement from the governor's office whatsoever on all these massive changes at UW system. And again, I'm an Evers guy. I think he's by and large doing a good job as governor. I would vote for him again at this point if he ran, because he is the last line of defense between having some form of a normal state and becoming like, Texas government or Florida government. My friend Alex down in Texas likes to remind me, hey, we're not all crazy. So, and he's right about that, right? So, I mean, Tony Evers is our last line of defense, but by golly gracious, I'll just say it on the air. I'm not going to mince words about it. I think Tony Evers is a good guy. I think he's smart. I think he is poorly served by many people around him. I just like Scott Walker had the good old boys network, Tony Evers has like the young girls network. They keep him isolated. They have an agenda. And I don't get it because I've been in meetings with Tony Evers. He's a smart guy. He's a compassionate guy. He's a good guy. And I don't get why they're not on top of this.
And as our guests earlier said, radio silence on this just leaves a vacuum for all of us to speculate. And are we right? Are we wrong? I don't know. Guess we'll find out. But it would be really nice if the education governor would talk about education.
That would be helpful. I mean, Plymouth, where he's from, not too far from Fond du Lac. I mean, you would think that would be important. Also off the text line, let's see here. Matt from Germantown says, yeah, you figured out what I meant. Republicans always saying that universities indoctrinate the students to be liberals, playing off that. All right. Yes. Well, again, Scott Walker sent his own kid there, so I'm not sure about what's going on there. I thought there was one more text here I wanted to get to on the line. Let's take a look at that. If you want to give us a call quick, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Oh, I know what I want to get to. Breaking news.
From Andrew from Verona.
Yes, a lot of things going on. Andrew from Verona and also Luke Mathers also told us that it is coming across the wires now that Gymnasium, G-Y-M Jim Jordan, is going to go for a third vote on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Or as Andrew from Verona said, breaking news, Jim Jordan about to lose another vote for Speaker.
We'll see. Yes, we shall see. I think he probably will lose.
Yeah, I think so.
But God help us, in all seriousness. We've talked about it on our show. I'm sure Matt will talk about it on his show. This guy is an insurrectionist. Nobody closer to Trump on the insurrection than Jim Jordan has been accused by these several former wrestlers at The Ohio State University for being aware and told about sexual abuse from a team doctor on wrestlers on the team and did nothing. Doctor ended up dying by suicide, killed himself. So there went the case. Jim Jordan got off scot-free. That's the kind of dude this guy is. He also voted not to certify the 2020 election. All right? And by the way, for anybody who thinks that University of Wisconsin indoctrinates people into being liberals, guess where Jim Jordan got his bachelor's degree? The University of Wisconsin-Madison. That's right. That's right. He was a star wrestler here in Madison at the University of Wisconsin.
So, what is it with wrestlers?
My dad was a wrestling coach.
No, I'm just joking.
But the point is, how can you say that the University of Wisconsin system indoctrinates people into woke liberalism, to use a phrase, when Jim Jordan went here? Jim Jordan, I mean, I guess he's woke? I don't know. But anyway, he's going to try it again. Once, twice, three times a loser. Isn't that a Kenny Rogers song? Once, twice, three times. Oh, no, three times a lady. That's what it was.
And that is, you know what? It's going to indoctrinate. It's going to trans your kids.
Can you dial that up quick? Kenny Rogers, three times a lady. I want to hear a little bit of that. That's a fan. Jeff Perry will appreciate that. Zomers is doing that. Here's the big deal. The big announcement. Apparently now, what has happened is that we are being moved once again. We are going to have to pack up the broadcast truck. We are being moved forward an hour, as it was revealed on Town Call, I believe, yesterday. Sadly, that show is going to be no more after Friday. And believe me, I had nothing to do with it. Here it is.
Three times a lady.
Jim Jordan.
And Jeff Perry
says... He's lost twice. And I love it's Little Richie. Thank
Lionel Richie. Well, this is the Kenny Rogers version.
See? Rogers did do a version of it. Yeah. Jim Jordan. Once, he's once. Twice. He's twice.
Three times a
lady. Loser.
Three times a lady. I like that. Jim, G-Y-M, Jim Jordan, three times a lady, three times a loser, or hopefully about to be. But so here's the deal. Starting on Monday, we are going to be on noon until 2. That's because apparently I've done my job as the president of the Matt Flynn fan club so well that demand has said he needs to be expanded to 2 hours. So Matt Flynn, you're not going to get just one. You're going to get 2 hours of Matt Flynn in the afternoon starting on Monday. So we go to noon to one, or noon to two, and then Matt Flynn 2 to 3, Devils.
Or 2 to 4.
2 to 4, and then Devils 4 to 6. It's been a wacky show, Mr. Zommers.
Sure has.
It sure has. But here's the great news. Kristen, Brian, and I are going to be back to back. It's going to be 4 hours of Brian Allball.
Maybe you can do a crossover with that show now.
Oh, we're going to.
Sure.
I had a whole thing worked up like on top 10 rejected idea shows. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Keep banging on your drum. Flynn is next.